Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Welcome back to Go the Distance Radio. This is Pastor Rusty Thomas. We are excited again to be back with you. Acts chapter 3, 1 through 10 today. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at a time of prayer, and at 3 in the afternoon, there was a man who was lame from birth, was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going to the temple court. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. But Peter looked straight at him, as did John, and then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave him his attention, and he expected to get something from them. And then Peter said, "Silver or gold, I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And taking him by the right hand, he helped the man up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong, and he jumped to his feet and he began to walk. And then he went with them to the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. And when all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. You and I have been called to lead in this thankfulness, to lead in this life. And so, you know, I think the Bible's teaching here in verse 4 that Peter looked straight at this guy and he said, "Look at us, each one reach one." God called you and I to reach others. There's also no change without challenge. Peter looked at the man and he said, "Stand up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and walk," in verse 6. There's no change without challenge. He took him by the hand and asked him to stand. You cannot operate as a secret agent if God's called you to share with others about him. Jesus wants you and I to lead others to Christ. Lord, I love you. I thank you today for making us leaders. Help us to lead out. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.